Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change, joined as always on Tuesdays by Dwayne Long. But first, some quick house cleaning. We have a great deal. You can get a year of Bucknuts for half price. That deal ends tonight at midnight. That's half price for a year. That is good stuff. If you are not a premium subscriber, you need to get over there and do that now. I haven't asked for this for a while, but if you could go to iTunes and give this podcast, the Bucknuts Morning 5, a 5-star review, that will really help us with the higher-ups. Now let's get to the man of the hour, Dwayne. How goes it?
Oh, I'm good. I'm enjoying the warm weather, and warm and dry, Dan. That's the thing. It was the wettest winter I can remember in a long time. Now it just rain all the time. It wasn't cold, just rain, and It's pretty beautiful in Columbus these days.
It has been nice in the Gem City. The question is, how nice is it in Nashville, Tennessee? That is the site of the Elite 11 as the camps get fired up again. The Elite 11 is, of course, a gathering of elite quarterbacks. Justin Fields is down there, but today we are going to talk about the prepsters in attendance, most specifically Kyle McCord. McCord is Ohio State's quarterback commitment in the class. We really haven't spent a lot of time talking about him here on this podcast. His recruitment was pretty smooth, and we tend to focus on the recruiting roller coasters. 6'3", 205 pounds. He is the number 3 pro-style quarterback, according to 24/7 Sports. He's got a great interview on the front page done by Brian Doan, the Mid-Atlantic 24/7 sports recruiting analyst, where he talks about guys he's recruiting. And you can tell that McCord has spoken to the media many times before and is very comfortable in front of a microphone. We haven't gotten your opinions on McCord in general. I want to put in context at some point here where you think he will fit. But your thoughts on McCord as a player?
Oh, I went ahead and looked at McCord again last night. I had looked at him before, and I've always liked the kid. I think some other people are more impressed with him than I am. People are talking about he's going to be the starter, and I'm saying that you're just not recognizing how good Miller and Stroud are. They're really outstanding kids. They're bigger kids. I'm just saying that I don't think that that's going to happen. I'm glad to have him. I definitely want to keep him. The kid's got so many intangibles. I was looking at it last night, and what I look for is what's good and what's bad. And the bad list was kind of skimpy. You know, you look at this kid throwing the football. I love his mechanics, his footwork. You always see him have – he's got a good base all the time. And when quarterbacks got their feet under them, they're completely different animals. And this kid always manages to get himself set properly and throw. He's cool. He couldn't be any cooler. Always poised. He's got a good arm. He doesn't have the gun that got used to seeing over the last couple of years with Haskins and Fields. But he's got plenty of arm. If you were looking at things, I'd say it's nitpicking to find things that are really wrong. This guy checks so many boxes. But, you know, you'd say, well, you'd like him to be a little bit taller and maybe have the big gun. And if that's all you're complaining about, well, you need to stop complaining. You're nitpicking. So there's a lot. I think he's definitely going to be a starter here. Absolutely, he's going to be a starter here. I just think with the big jump and having a year of football under their belts, that those guys are going to be ahead of him. You just don't pull quarterbacks that are performing. I mean, look how many arguments we had about JT Barrett, and it still comes back to look how many games we won with JT Barrett. So, you know, you're just not going to see a coach come in and take a starter out of the lineup that is really performing. And I think one of those two is going to perform and make McCord wait for his turn.
As prospects, if you were to rank C.J. Stroud, Jack Miller, and Kyle McCord, if they were in the same class, how would you rank them?
That would be hard to do because Miller missed his senior year. He just was beat up. So that's just kind of not a fair comparison, because senior year, we see so many kids make a jump from their junior to senior year. If you just ask me to compare Stroud and McCord, I'm going Stroud.
Why?
There are several things. I think he's a bigger, sturdier kid. He's better put together. That's one of the top. And I also like that Stroud seems to be on an upward arc. He's really come on. Because, I mean, think about it. This time last year, we weren't talking about C.J. Stroud. So he seems to have hit his stride and is finding his game. Also, there's the mobility issue. McCord moves around just fine. But Stroud will hurt you with his feet.
What are your expectations from a kid when they go to a camp like the Elite 11? Would you get tweaked if he doesn't perform in the top five or something like that?
Nah, I can't say that I do, but I do pay attention because, for one thing, they're throwing to better quality receivers and they're throwing against better quality defensive backs. Really, it's a matter of middle of the road I don't pay much attention to. I want to know. I like for them to perform in these things regardless. I want them to play against better players. I want them to play with better players. That's a positive anyway. It's more drilling, especially right now when kids have been away from the game for a couple of months. This really hurt as far as gaining experience. But you take him and you put him in that setting. I look for really outstanding, like a C.J. Stroud, or a kid that really you have to question, okay, how did he get here? Those are the extremes is what I look to and see if kids are going to fall into one category or the other.
It'll certainly be interesting because, as you said, these kids have been off for a while, so the Elite 11 will kind of be a litmus test for who has been working out and who hasn't. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about Devontae Smith's move from Ohio State to Alabama.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
We are back. Dwayne, since you last joined us, Cincinnati LaSalle defensive back Devontae Smith decommitted from Ohio State and has since committed to Alabama, none of which was surprising. You were not particularly high on Smith when they added him. He is now off to Alabama. How do you interpret this situation?
There's one word it comes back to, strange. What the hell happened? Okay, I was not a real big fan of this offer or the verbal from the start. And now with nothing going on, not camps, combines, nothing, not even workouts at school, we suddenly sour on this kid based on what? The only thing we've got to go on is what happened last year. Okay, that's fine. Coming off last year, he was an early offer kid, not just an offer kid, an early offer kid, and a committable early offer. And then all of a sudden, let's just let him go into Alabama with our blessing. And let me add another factor that just does not add up in this thing. His other schools, Kentucky and Arizona State. What? You have... You're offered and committed to Ohio State. He does get offered and commits to Alabama, but your other schools were Kentucky and Arizona State. What is going on with that? Why those schools? Who else was offering? I haven't looked at his overall offer list. That's his list of schools he came down to. It's just a bizarre situation. Just how it went down from the time he was offered till the time he committed to Alabama. You look at it and you think, okay, this does not really add up. I don't know. I agree with the second decision by the staff, which was to let him go and let's target some superior players, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as 247 is concerned. You know, I wish him luck. Wish any Ohio kid luck. I'm just saying it was a strange situation.
Is it possible, given the fact that Ohio State has commitments from corners in the class already, from Jalen Johnson and Denzel Burke, Alabama has zero cornerback commitments prior to Devontae Smith, plus Ohio State has a relatively crowded depth chart ahead of them, Alabama's is not as crowded. Do you think it's possible Devontae Smith went to Alabama because he will see the field more quickly there than he will in Columbus?
Well, of course. I think that's the driving principle behind this thing. If you ask Ohio State, you know, here's what I think eventually happened, was there was a conversation where Ohio State just was brutally honest with the kid and said, we got other higher kids on the board that are committed and we're working on a couple of others. And the kid said, hey, I don't need this. I'm out of here. And took the next best offer on the table. I'm glad they were honest with him. Sometimes schools are like, hey, we want to keep this guy, and we definitely want to keep him away from a rival. And let's be honest about it. Alabama has become a target school for us. We want to play Alabama, and we want to beat them. So, you know, that's a negative as far, you know, if this kid does become the player that some think he is, well, you had him and you gave him up. I mean, the fact that the schools that were on his list really is just a strange looking list. It seems like, you know, I've said this on the boards before, that I've seen the lists kids put out that are who they want to be recruited by, who their favorites are, and who they're actually being recruited by. It just seems like there's no middle ground on this kid. Everyone thinks that the people that really like him think, you know, this kid's a great-looking cornerback prospect. And then when you look at the schools he was down to, there's others that are just saying, okay, wouldn't mind having him, but I'm going to spend more time on the phone with these kids over here. So the whole thing is just strange.
It is strange. One thing's for sure, if he goes there and thrives, we will hear about it. But I have to say, I think the Ohio State secondary is in good hands, and the NFL would agree with me. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.